Kids Footy and Nikki. And have your kids ever caught you in the middle of the act? I imagine how awkward that could be.
It happens quite often, yeah. Actually.
Actually happened to a friend of mine a month ago, and he just was like, he didn't know how to deal with it. This actually happened with a couple celebrities, and she was talking about it in an interview. We'll get to that. And Tony Rebic is on the phone. She's a psychologist. We figured we'd ask a professional. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Okay, so Tony, today we're talking about Kristen Bell. Now, she's married to another celebrity, Dax Shepard, and she's talking about how their children, who are 3 and 4.5 years old, walked in on the two of them being intimate.
Good way to put it.
And she said immediately she panicked, and then she kind of thought, no, it's okay. This is how they were made. This is how they were made. It's like we weren't doing anything wrong. But this is something months and months ago, we actually got a text from a listener who said, my kids walked in on me and my husband last night, and I don't know what to do. Can you help me out? So I thought this time, instead of giving our own opinions,
what do we know?
Maybe we would get a professional. How do you talk about it with your children?
Well, truly relative to their age, under the age of 5, for example, kids are really exploring their body. At this point, they're discovering what do I have, what do they have, what did somebody, you know, they're looking at body parts. So you want to be the first person to talk to your kids about anatomy and to teach them also about propriety. So what belongs to them and what doesn't. So at this age, it's not so much about sex, but more understanding what their body parts are for, learning about the differences, how to set those boundaries, and also using the right terminology. So, Vinny, I heard that you've been calling the female genitalia the cha-cha.
Yeah, well, you see, yesterday. Look,
I'm sure a lot of parents have done that in the past, and they start nicknaming it.
Your parents didn't have this talk with you?
Hell no, I'm still waiting for it.
Must you and I sit down to have this?
I think I'll arrange a session after this. So you're saying use the right terms.
Yes.
Use the right term. It's funny because this morning I told my son about the topic for the show, and he's about to turn 13. And he says to me, so you're going to tell them how the French fry goes into the onion ring?
You see? There's so many ways you can look at it.
So even if you teach them the right terminologies, it's going to go into code at some point. But it's nice to start off the right way. And then later on, when they get to the age of 6, 7 years old, they're going to be asking more questions like, where do babies come from? So here you want to be a little bit more open with them, you know, about the fry and the onion ring, but using the right terminology. And you can explain to them what happens, but without the gory detail, because kids, you know, they're satisfied with the shorter version and they just want to go out and play. This is when they're growing more into the teen years and they're more curious about sex. And let's face it, they're bombarded with sexual images. And here you can start introducing them the idea of personal responsibility or how to treat the opposite gender, how not to give into peer pressure. And if you're a parent who's not comfortable having the sex talk with your kids, they're going to find the answer elsewhere. So might as well, you as a parent, seek the advice first on how to have this talk.
Right.
You know, you can call my office or any other health professional. And it's really an opportunity, I find, to connect with your kids because these are sacred subjects, right? So it saves a lot of problems in the long run if you have these talks, you know. I mean, look at Vinny.
I'm so nervous. This is just giving me more
anxiety. You know, we definitely have to have a talk.
You need to go see Tony before you have this conversation with your future children, okay?
If you need help, I'm here. I'm here to help.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a nice day. Bye.
You can check out Tony's website online. It's trueself-psychology.com. The Beat 92.5.